The theory of happy ghosts and when Kexing complained that he should not kill Bei Wuchang cruelly, but when Kexing did not agree. Lu Quancao, the gorgeous ghost, quickly knelt down and pleaded for the happy ghost. When Kexing excused that he had something to find Lu Quancao alone and forcibly drove away the happy ghost. Lu Quancao had long heard that the impermanence ghost was ready to be the owner of the valley. Only then did when Kexing knock on the mountain and shocked the tiger and killed Bei Wuchang. When Kexing was said to be the central thing, warning Lu Quancao not to mind many other things. When Kexing heard that Lu Quancao's Yurong magician was from Qin Haishang, but Lu Quancao had never been to Four Seasons Villa. When Kexing gave her a task, Zhou Zishu was drunk all day long and wanted to leave this place of right and wrong as soon as possible. The only one who couldn't rest assured was Zhang Chengling, so he had to wander at the gate of Yueyang School. Zhang Chengling suddenly signed a note of Chuo and asked him to meet him in the third watch tonight. Zhang Chengling mistakenly thought it was Zhou Zishu. In the third watch, Zhang Chengling quietly avoided the patrol of the guard and wanted to go out to meet Zhou Zishu. Unexpectedly, he was caught by his brother. Zhang Chengling wanted to find something to eat on the pretext of being hungry. The brother resolutely disagreed. Thanks to Gu Xiang's timely arrival. Unseage. When Gu Xiang learned that Zhang Chengling was going to see Zhou Zishu, he went with him. Unexpectedly, he was trapped by the poisonous scorpion killer Chao Lohan. Gu Xiang and Chao Lohan fought fiercely to cover Zhang Chengling to escape as soon as possible. The charm song Qin Song played magic sound to fascinate Gu Xiang and the disciples of Yueyang School. Chao Lohan took the opportunity to rob Zhang Chengling. Zhou Zishu was drinking outside the Yueyang School. Suddenly, he saw Zhang Chengling being captured and hurried to chase him. The beautiful Lohan and the poisonous Bodhisattva threatened and seduced Zhang Chengling, tortured him severely, and forced him to explain the whereabouts of the glazed armor. Zhang Chengling would rather die than let go. The beautiful Lohan tortured Zhang Chengling with water, and Zhang Chengling spit out her face. Qin Song and three other killers came together and was caught by Wen Kexing. Wen Kexing forced him hard to tell him where Zhang Chengling was captured. He refused to answer. Wen Kexing broke the bones on his pipe's arm one by one. Zhou Zishu rushed to rescue Zhang Chengling in time. Zhang Leovai then rushed back. Three poisonous scorpion killers besieged Zhou Zishu. Zhou Zishu did not want to fall in love with each other, but he was seriously injured. He had to use a hidden weapon and kill Zhang Leovai on the spot. The beautiful Lohan and the poisonous Bodhisattva just wanted to arrest Zhou Zishu. Wen Kexing caught Qin Song back. They were scared to death. Run away. Wen Kexing fled quickly with Zhou Zishu and Zhang Chengling. Unexpectedly, he met the Scorpion King with a drug man intercepted him halfway. The beautiful Lohan and the poisonous Bodhisattva reported to the Scorpion King that Zhang Wei and Qin Song were killed and injured. The Scorpion King was so angry that he gnashed his teeth and threatened to kill Zhou Zishu and the three others. Zhou Zishu used smoke bombs and took the opportunity to take Wen Kexing and Zhang Cheng. The Ling escaped, and the Scorpion King was so angry that he gnashed his teeth. Gao Chang learned that Zhang Chengling had been captured by the four assassins of Poisonous Scorpion. He guessed that they gathered the disciples of Yueyang faction that night for the glazed armor in Zhang Chengling's hand. Zhang Chengling fled to the safety zone with Wen Kexing and Zhou Zishu. He couldn't wait to tell Zhou Zishu about his experience under house arrest in Yueyang faction. Zhang Chengling wanted to worship Zhou Zishu as a teacher to learn martial arts and avenge his father and brothers. Zhang Chengling remembered his father's dying words, "Don't trust anyone." Zhang Chengling believed Zhou Zishu. Wen Kexing wanted to give the glazed armor to Zhou Zishu, and Zhou Zishu asked him to hold it first. Zhang Chengling remembered that his father Zhang Yusen also gave him a letter to give it to the Sword Fairy of Changeming Mountain. To be on the safe side, he hid the letter under the Buddha statue of the ruined temple, and Zhang Chengling recited the contents of the letter. In those years, Gao Chang, Zhao Jing, Lu Taishong, Zhang Yusen and Shen Shen Wu Hu League Five Sons were originally good friends with Rong Xuan. They argued for the Six Heart Method. Finally, six people talked about the sword. Although Rong Xuan won, he was crazy by the poison on Gao Chang's sword. Rong Xuan was hunted down by the people of the world, and others stood idly by. Zhang Yusen wanted to go to Qingya Mountain Ghost Valley to relieve Rong Xuan's siege. He was broken by his leg by his master. Wen Kexing and Zhou Zishu fell into meditation when they learned the truth. Gao Chang came to the secret room alone and poured out his grievances to Zhang Yusen, Lu Taishang and Rong Xuan's spiritual cards. The reason why he kept Zhang Chengling was that he wanted to find out what happened in those years, but he lost a lot. Wen Kexing asked Zhou Zishu for wine and drink. Zhang Chengling saw that the two of them were uncomfortable and advised them to make up as soon as possible. Zhou Zishu's internal injury worsened. Wen Kexing helped him heal his wounds and recover without saying anything. Zhou Zishu thought about it again and decided to take Zhang Chengling as his apprentice and truthfully stated his true identity. Zhou Zishu admitted that he was the owner of CG Villa. Qin Haizhang, the owner of the previous generation, was his teacher. Now he is the only one left in CG Villa. When Zhou Zishu was 16 years old, Qin Haizhang died. He was unable to save CG. Ji Shanzhuang's reputation went to Jinzhou Jiadushi with his brother, and based on it, he founded the Skylight. All 81 people in the old department of the Mountain Village were reduced to Skylight Hawk Dogs, because of their lack of thought, which led to the death of these people one after another. Zhang Chengling didn't care who Zhou Zishu used to be. He was willing to learn martial arts from him. Wen Kexing encouraged him to worship his teacher immediately. Zhang Chengling knelt down and worshipped Zhou Zishu as his teacher.